Good morning. This is Positively Revolting. I'm Ani. I'm here with Lynn this morning. And we are looking at the season because, you know, after all, 'tis the season of the witch. It is Samhain coming up in just 10 days. That's one of my favorite holidays of the year. Many people in this country know it as Halloween. And, you know, we thought it was time, it was high time to take a step backwards and look at where we are at in terms of the year, in terms of checking in to our sources, meaning our internal sources, the signs around us, meaning to consciously connect right now and do a little grounding work, because I think that that's kind of important. So for folks that are longtime listeners to Positively Revolting, you know that every now and again, we dive into what we call the Witches Are In or the Earth Spirituality sort of component shows, and we look at the pagan wheel of the year. We haven't done this for a few holidays now, so we thought we would do it again here and in advance of Samhain.
It's pagan high holidays, so.
Indeed. So the wheel of the year is a concept that if you look at all of the seasons and you look at the eight holy days that make up sort of the Celtic calendar that mark the season points, that you can sort of tell a little narrative story of the goddess and god. And it basically starts off at a winter solstice when the god is born and all things renew at that time. And it heads on into spring at that point with the Candlemas, the in-bulk celebrations of the first milk. This is the very early spring, the beginning of spring, celebrated on February 1st or 2nd, otherwise known as Bridget's Day. And proceeding on apace from there, getting into the equinox of spring, getting into the god growing and coming into the fullness of youth. And we look around us and we see life springing forward, again echoing the theme. We get into somewhat later days then and the very beginning of summer with Beltane. This is around May Day. And this is the time of year where the god and goddess sort of at this point become lovers. And the cycle again begins in fertility rites across, you know, when we think about old pagan Europe. This is the time of bonfires. This is the time of people making love in fields and ensuring the fertility of the coming seasons. And then we have getting into the high summer point where life is abundant, where the god is seen at his full power. And again, the celebrations of the sun in the Northern Hemisphere, this is, of course, pretty much all Northern Hemisphere stuff, right, Lynn? That's pretty where we are. You know, because in fact, it's where we are. And I think that that's actually an important point to note. Earth-centered spirituality is pretty local by its definition, because you do actually connect with the place that you are at. And I think that that's kind of an important point to note. Moving on from the high point of summer into Mabon or Lammastide around the 1st of August, this is a time of the first harvest when the first grains are cut. And this is the time that the god is taken down, is usurped, is John Barleycorn sacrificed. Think of these legends. And then moving on in from there to the vernal equinox around September 21st-ish this year. It was funny. I was hearing people going, I don't know. This year was the 23rd. And so people are very much used to saying, it's around the 20th. Well, it is around the 20th. It's, you know, but this year was sort of on the far end of it.
We needed more summer.
Apparently. Look, isn't the universe great how it provides? So moving on from the vernal equinox, of course, the equinox is a time of balance, both spring and fall, and into, the time that we are at now. So the Samhain period, October 31st through the winter solstice is considered the fallow part of the year, the downtime. Now, I know, I personally am not feeling very much downtime right now.
But I want some.
But I want some rather dearly. Yeah, right? This is the, and according to our legend that we were talking about, that wheel of the year, this is where the old king dies and goes forth to the underworld and it waits to be reborn in another 6 weeks at winter solstice, starting the cycle yet again. So looking at where we're at and what that means for us, and especially in this time in our democracy movements, in our movements for global and economic justice, in all of that, you know, I think it's truly important to check in and to ground and to remember where we are and when we are, and that this is the time of year that is most excellent for bringing forth visions. Samhain is a time of year where we consider the veil between this world and the unseen world, the world of spirit, to be the thinnest, which means that oftentimes this is the time of year that the spirits, that those who are departed, the ancestors, however we want to call them, can talk to us the easiest, can influence our dreams, can whisper in our ears, can leave us those signs that suddenly we recognize. This is the time of year where that happens with the most ease. So considering the activities, considering how engaged we are at this time, it seems a very important point to check in, get some grounding, and get a little advice and a little vision, and to then move that forward. I think that is essential at this time of year for any activist, and really any person. But let's face it, I'm really concerned with bringing forth visions and grounding for the activist community, because that's what this show is all about, don't you think, Lynn?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that's moving people right along is when we were back at the beginning of the year, we were talking about astrological transits for the year. And I was mentioning that Uranus and Pluto are squaring. They did that in the late 60s. They did that from 1964 to 68. And I believe it was also in Aries, like it is now. And I was around for that period of time and involved in things. And that is high revolution. Uranus, it's about surprises. It's about technology. It's it can be an explosion. And the tarot decks, the tower is represented by Uranus and Pluto. And Pluto is deep, deep, deep transformation. Now, to me, what happened the last time we were having Uranus-Pluto square in from 64 to 68, which, by the way, people born during that time, I think there's two of them here this morning.
Oh, that's me.
That could be you and our picture, I believe.
I believe so.
Are going to be part of that because you guys, the Xers are really the beginning of also the computer generation and people who know how to use the internet, and the younger people get, the better they are at it, as we all know, which is a real interesting piece of throwing it back, of deep, deep, deep revolution that really the younger people that they are. I've seen, I don't know if all of you have seen the anonymous thing that's on YouTube.
There's about 5,000.
There's about 8
of them.
Million. Okay, the one that I think they basically all say the same thing.
Yeah, but there is that one.
That one that is my favorite one that talks about this is the first revolution of the internet generation and how the revolution, due to a technicality, the revolution will not be televised, and they show a couple of Fox News girls up there. And this is why, because we will snake in you, over you, and around you. Well, this totally represents Uranus and Pluto. This is going to go on till 2014, that sort of spirit. And what I found so different about what's happening this time than what happened in 1968, but is that now we're, instead of just wanting to tear things down, we have a model for the future, and that what's going on in the park is a model for what people want. We knew, I remember very clearly, and I'm sure maybe other people knew exactly how they wanted to model things in 68, but I just remember we didn't like what was going on, but we weren't clear about what kind of future, and you can't get it till you're clear about it. as far as I know. That's been my experience. Other people may stumble through chaos in a better way than I do. But things have evolved to that point. It took all this time. And if you look back on it, you can kind of see how that's been happening. But this is the time. This is the place throughout the whole planet.
Throughout the whole planet.
Uh-huh.
And so one of those things that Lynn and I are going to do this morning is we want to hear from you, dear listener, 503-231-8187.
You remember that number.
I do. It's that studio line we have to connect with you in the other way, in that way that says, please do call on in. We would love to talk with you about a couple of things this morning here on Positively Revolting Talk Radio. We are, of course, available for your service. We have Tarot and Astro, the mini consultation readings this morning. So feel free to call in if you are interested in getting your astrology mini Tarot niblet this morning. By all means, please do 503-231-8187. Also, because it is that time of year that honors and celebrates our ancestors, that honors and celebrates our dead, that we have a good time to call in with your stories of your ancestors to celebrate. And whether this is somebody you can trace back on the family tree or not, I think it's kind of inconsequential. I mean, I think it is important to give honor to our lineage, you know, and to know that we got here via very specific patterns of DNA, you know, all of that kind of good stuff. You know, thanks and praises to the parents and the grandparents and the great-grandparents and all that. But also, thanks and praises to those of us to those that have inspired. You know, so for myself this time of year, I always include Emma Goldman on my altar because I want to give honor, you know, to this woman whose words actually ring so true today as she looks at issues of sexual equality, of access to birth control, of marriage and being chattel, you know, to the patriarchal system, all of these things and more so relevant. So, you know, I don't think you need to be related to the ancestors that you honor during this time of year. So we're also interested in hearing from you to honor and celebrate.
Well, there's DNA relations and then there are other relations.
Indeed. Nicely said then.
Thank you very much.
All right. So 503-231-8187 is the number to call. I see we have Conser perhaps at this time.
Hello there.
Hello.
From beyond the veil.
Hello, Conser. Well, which veil are you beyond? It's hard to say. Two veils beyond, I'd say.
We're in the veil of the phone answers, and we want to make sure that they have plenty to do back here because
Our goal, Con?
Because our goal is
$1,000.
It's an impressive $1,000, but we're looking to make sure that that happens when you call 503-232-8818 and become a member of KBOO, 503-232-8818. Anybody who's a little reluctant to maybe call in and consult with Ani and Lynn can for a $180 minimum pledge of support. That would be $15 a month. Get a private Tarot astrology consultation with Ani and Lynn at 503-232-8818. Ani and Lynn will meet with you for a private reading and consultation, combining their gifts of using tarot and astrology. Often misunderstood as fortune-telling or predicting the future, consultations are helpful in getting a big picture of a situation, gaining deeper understanding and insight. When you call in 503-232-8818, you support the unique and impressive programming of KBOO that ranges across the spectrum and delivers insightful news, insightful culture, music, all the alternatives to the mainstream culture that's a little behind the times at the best of times. You can also call in toll free. That number is 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266. We were delighted to have Amy Goodman call in and talk to folks about becoming a member. That offer still stands that she made. That's a $2,000 tax-deductible charitable donation to KBOO. And for that, you can come out and you can watch a Democracy Now! a broadcast in New York, and then go out with yourself and a guest to dinner with Amy Goodman and Chew the Fat, maybe one of the guests who comes into the studio with Amy Goodman at Democracy Now. That's for a $2,000 pledge of support. If somebody out there has had a pretty good year, has had a year-end bonus, that sort of thing appeals to them, or maybe it would be a great gift for the holidays for somebody that you know, call in right now at 503-232-8818. 503-232-8818. You've heard certainly from Democracy Now! About Occupy Wall Street, as if you were there, and here on KBOO, certainly you are there with our mobile reporters at Occupy Portland. There is, in fact, a tent set up with a KBOO media presence in the blocks downtown, the Lounsdale Square area, the parks, and you're finding out more and more about how this situation is evolving, how this movement is finding itself, not through top-down hierarchical management, but through grassroots involvement by consulting with each other, by everybody having a voice. You have a voice at KBOO when you call 503-232-8818. When you become a member, you run the station. You own the station that has been here as a media presence evolving since 1968, that time that Ani and Lynn were talking about. It's still evolving nowadays, becoming a digital presence, becoming a media center for the community, for affinity groups and organizations, going out into the community to record music, to record news, to record movements that are up and coming. Again, you know, KBOO is the place where you find out about the things that are developing before anybody else catches wind of it, because our reporters are people in the community. They're close to the ground. They are involved in deep ways. They have a network. You know, everybody here, 500 volunteers, has their own network, goes out, brings in musicians you haven't heard of before, but you are delighted to hear about them for the first time. When you support that by calling 503-232-8818, you ensure that the greater culture in this region will flower. So again, give us a call, become a member, $5, $10, $20 a month at 503-232-8818. Toll free, 877-500-5266. $15 a month will get you a private tarot astrology consultation with Ani and Lynn. Anytime you want, they'll meet for a private reading and consultation, tarot and astrology. And let's talk some more and see if we've got some folks calling in from the community.
Indeed, we do. Thank you so very much, Concer. And it is 8:34. I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn.
And also, for your edification and perusal, I've just posted to our episode. If you go to the KBOO website, kboo.fm, you can, in fact, see a link to the video that Lynn was just talking about. And I'll try to
get
that.
Oh, good, you found it. I had trouble finding that again. Oh, good.
I found it. It's good. So hopefully you can find it too, and that would be fabulous. So we do have the bases loaded, and let's go ahead and talk to you right now. Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning, Laura.
Hey.
Hey, good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
So thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you for doing what you're doing.
It's our pleasure. What do you have to say this morning?
I'm having a little trouble hearing you. I'm sorry. What did you just say?
What do you have to say this morning?
What do I have to say? Well, it's funny. Last time y'all did the readings and the tarot last in the spring, I was the last caller in the lineup, and you guys had to go before you got to me. So I thought I would try again.
Oh, look at you, and you're first now. This is good.
Nice.
Only because Kate disappeared.
Well, bless her heart, huh?
Things work in these ways.
Isn't it funny?
Okay, so you're interested in getting a reading.
I am.
Okay. What's your birthday?
May 16th. Do you need the year?
Yeah.
61.
Okie dokie.
All right. And so let me go ahead and ask you, do you have any practices around the holidays, or do you observe sort of the seasonal points, or localizing spirituality in some way?
I really do, as a matter of fact.
Wonderful.
I belong to a group of friends who get together and celebrate all of the celebrations that you just went through and described, and Samhain is one of our favorites as well, and we're, all of our kids are growing up, but we all still get together and do our things as a group, and we also regularly celebrate the moon as well. So I feel really deeply connected in with the sort of earth-based spirituality.
And can I just ask you where you were born?
I was born in Washington, D.C.
Okay. Morning, evening?
Evening.
Do you know time?
I believe it's 8:19 p.m.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
What the heck? Some people don't, but it makes it better if you do.
Right. Well, I seek this information often.
Okay, good.
Okay, so what I have for you is this is a good time for you to really assess what gives you energy, what feeds you. Looking at especially people that you are surrounding yourself with. The card that I have is the Three of Cups, which looks at bonding. It looks at heart flow as people are able to give and receive emotional support, as people working together can accomplish much greater things than each individual. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. It talks about that kind of synergy of the heart and the bonding that brings on.
Okay.
And it also, of course, comes with the caveat of to look at who does not add to the mix. Who do you feel, is there somebody in your life that you feel drained after you've been with them, or if you're present with that person when you leave, do you feel like you've just been wrung dry? And look for that kind of influence as well, and you can act accordingly. Not to say that those people have to be cut out of one's life, but to be conscious mm-hmm. of that kind of energy and to limit your exposure to it, for sure. It moves into... again, looking at very tightly bonded spiritual community, it's the Ten of Flames. It is about community and that bonding that happens when you are very connected and celebrating spirit and spiritual matters together. Again, there's a synergy that's spoken of. And ultimately, but again, it looks challenged at times. And really, most of our tight circles and our bonds are challenged at times. But again, to look at the energy flow and who is adding in to energy and who is, and also look at your own part in how you're working with others and adding to the whole or being in balance.
Okay.
And then ultimately, I have the Lover's card. And I use a deck. It's a really unusual deck. I know it's hard to imagine. I have two cards that represent the Lovers, and this is the more sensual of the two. I think both the Lovers card in general is a very good indication of accepting and noticing the beauty that surrounds you of all kinds, universal beauty, the beauty of the natural world, the beauty of each person in our lives, the beauty of our relationship to the universe, to God, to Goddess. And then there's that little something extra, that interpersonal spark and connection and the more literal translation of the Lovers. And I'm seeing a sort of an unfolding, a working through of the give and take of energy in your life, and the opening to a very bonded, a very beautifully sensual connection that again is going to grow and develop from that the attentiveness to the flow of energy in your life, in your circle.
Wow. Wow, that sounds really, really fabulous. And you know, needless to say, spot on with some stuff going on in my life. So, wow, that's very, very cool. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So Lynn has your astro section.
Oh, fabulous.
Now, yes, I think this is right. So you do you have a Scorpio ascendant? Do you know?
You know, I've had two different signs pointed out to me, but Scorpio is the one that resonates.
Okay, so I got it right, because sometimes I put the things in wrong and give people the wrong reading, and that's not good. So you were born with Pluto and Virgo, and that whole generation at this point is going through. Pluto now is in Capricorn. Those are two Earth signs. It's a trine. Even with a trine, which is usually a really easy aspect and very fortunate aspect, with Pluto, things are just so intense that it. I had Venus and Pluto transiting Venus one time, and someone said to me, "That must be fun." I went, "Fun is not exactly the word, but it's very informative. It will change. It always changes your life."
Okay.
And you also have Saturn in Capricorn, so you're having Pluto. Which Saturn is the foundation of your life, right? It's structure.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think of it as adversity, and some people feel that structure is adversity, if you know what I mean. But
right.
it is the structure of your life, and that is going to pretty much transform in the next few years. I don't know if it started with you already because you have late degrees. You're going to really feel it later.
Yeah, I would say it has started, but I would say it's just starting.
But you've got Jupiter trining Venus right now, which that could be fun. The only problem because Venus is not just about love, it's about our desire natures.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a lot of fun. The thing you have to worry about with Venus with Jupiter is that it can be a house of cards. It's
right.
A very gassy planet, and sometimes it can be a house of cards, but it should be easy, a little easier, and it's sort of nice with all those Pluto transits to get what you want. But you have to, of course, know what that is.
Right. That's the trick, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what I've learned.
Always. Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you
for your call.
No, thank you all so very, very much. Have a wonderful day.
Hey,
thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Let's go ahead and take Mike, who's been patiently holding, and then we'll check back in with SW over on the far side.
Beyond the veil.
Yeah.
Beyond the radio veil.
Oh, he's always not. Okay, let's go ahead. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning. Say, I got a question for you guys. I hope you can answer it without getting mad and all
sure.
upset. If you guys are witches, how come you don't have no powers? And if you can predict the future, then how come you guys on the radio trying to figure out how to get democracy for everybody, which you can't seem to do. And last but not least, if you witches, how come you broke? How come you can't just come up with some money?
All right.
So
I think that those
answer,
are great questions,
answer,
and I would be more than happy
question.
To answer. First of all,
answer those, would you?
Oh, I wish you would stay around for this. I really do. Sorry that you hung up, Mike. And those questions don't make me angry in the least. I mean, it's not the first time I've heard them. So
they're good misconceptions
all,
to clear up.
Yeah, it's really important. Let's talk about power. First of all, to be a witch is not to act or believe or have the attributes ascribed by Hollywood. So there's folks that follow a particular spiritual path, and it's a pretty diverse spiritual path. I know really dozens, hundreds of people in this category of spirituality, the neo-pagan, the Wiccan, the neo-Celtic, somewhere in this way. And we all practice a little differently. Why? Because nothing's written down. We follow our spirit, and it guides us.
That lack of dogma.
I know. It drives some people crazy. So that's on the one hand. It's a spiritual practice. It doesn't really have to do with wiggling one's nose and, chanting things that may or may not rhyme that sound like they were badly written in a Hallmark card. Suddenly, poof, you get a ham sandwich or whatever it is.
It would be so much fun if it were so, but it is not.
It is not. That is an Hollywood
old television show.
Right.
That was fabulous.
I liked Bewitched. I especially liked Endora, Was it Indra? That was her mom?
Yeah, she was my favorite.
I loved her. I especially like Paul Lynn, let's face facts. But that's different. That's not our spiritual path. Now, do we have power? I think that all people have power. And I believe that when we are grounded, that we are in touch with that power. And we all have an amount of personal power that we do affect our lives and we do affect change. I believe thought is power. I believe that there have been many studies at this point that show that prayer changes things, right? That they've had petri dish examples of people praying over, you know, different types of bacteria and that sort of thing. And they've done these studies, and I'm fascinated by them because, you know, oftentimes we hear the word prayer and we think, oh, Christian prayer, but really, prayer is that thought form, that reverence. It doesn't seem to matter the deity that you're calling out to. It is, in fact, your thought and you know, if
intention
perhaps combining with the rest of the universe to shift and change our physical reality around us. Form follows thought. Yes, Lynn. So
an oldie but a goodie.
That's one. What I would say about why don't we? Do we have power? So to clear up, we are not bewitched. We are people following or of a sort of a very loosely defined earth-based spiritual path wherein we see the universe as interconnected and all beings in it as sacred. I think that would probably.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I think it's probably time to talk to our friend SW. Hey, Conser.
Hello.
Good morning.
How's it going out there?
We're hoping everybody's having a good morning. We have a goal of $1,000, and there's still a good chunk of that left to go. We want people to call in at 503-232-8818 and help meet the goal in the next 12 minutes of this program so that KBOO can continue to bring you the fine interactive community radio that you have come to enjoy and appreciate. This is the media place where you can still interact personally with the people on the air and the people in the room or out on the street. You can do that by calling 503-232-8818 with your pledge of support. We have folks here working the phones who are happy to tell you about options for becoming a member. Take about 2 or 3 minutes to familiarize you with all the benefits that you get, including discounts at member merchants. We want to make sure that people know that we have many businesses that have discounts for members, and a few of them have been helping out the membership drive with food. Among them are the Arleta Library Bakery and Cafe, which is providing breakfast this morning. They're at 5513 Southeast 72nd Avenue. That would be down there in Woodstock. Bridges Cafe, not too far from KBOO at 2617 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, will be providing lunch. And Marrakesh, up in the Pearl at 1201 Northwest 21st Avenue, a little beyond the Pearl, but in the trendy area. Marrakesh will be providing dinner. And we want to thank all of them and also thank those of you who have called 503-232-8818 or toll-free 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266. We've had a couple of calls so far, and we're trying to find out who exactly has
we
called.
We certainly need a couple more.
We have
more.
$880 left to go in the next 10 minutes
raise. We need to hear from you right now. 503-232-8818. And also, Conch, I know that we have offered up this morning a consultation.
A private tarot astrology consultation with Ani and Lynn. You can be interactive in a big way by meeting face-to-face with the fabulous faces of radio that you are hearing only over the radio here. For $180 membership, that's $15 a month, you can get, Ani and Lynn will meet with you for a private reading and consultation combining their gifts of using tarot and astrology. Often misunderstood as fortune telling or predicting the future, consultations are helpful in getting a big picture of a situation, gaining deeper understanding and insight. It's available for $180 pledge of support. If you have an auntie or uncle or nephew or niece that might like a gift like this, you can get a gift membership for them at $180 by calling 503-232-8818. You can call toll-free 877 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266. You can even do it securely online on your mobile device, your smartphone, your laptop, whatever you have, by going to KBOO.FM.
And click and select Positively Revolting.
Yes. When you go to the homepage at first, you will see a Donate Today jar. You click through on that. They'll ask you some information. You choose Positively Revolting, and you choose a thank you gift maybe down there. But, you know, the quickest and easiest and most efficient way to do it is by calling 503-232-8818 and talking to one of our volunteers who are delighted to have something to do back here other than munch on bagels, although bagels are very, very tasty.
People could come into the station if they wanted to, too, couldn't they?
At 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. It's on the east side of the Burnside Bridge between Burnside and Ankeny. They can waltz in at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, have a bagel and a cup of coffee, and meet some of our folks. We would like to thank Pauline, who is renewing from Portland. Thank you, Pauline. Leah is a new member from Portland. That's delightful. We love to have new members. If you are a below 21 person out there listening, you are invited to become a $10 a year member at a special youth rate. But we would love it if you would become a $10 a month member or $15 a month member and get this private tarot astrology consultation with Ani and Lynn.
Allow me to say that it takes about an hour, hour and a half. And, you know, our vision is that we would actually take you out to tea.
Mm-hmm.
And have a little session where, again, we can combine our intuitive arts in a way that we are not rushed on the air.
So we want to also thank John, who's renewing from Hillsboro. We love to have you folks out in Hillsboro. I bet John called in at 503-232-8818. If you're a little farther afield, such as out there in the wine country or in the grass seed country or up in southwest Washington or in the gorge, you might try calling toll-free 877-500-5266. But do call now because we have a goal to meet here.
Hey, and their Boo Ball is happening tonight, and can't people get tickets for the Boo Ball?
Oh, you certainly can. There's still time to get tickets for the Boo Ball tonight. That's in Milwaukee on along McLaughlin Boulevard at the huge, cavernous Elks Lodge, which is a very spooky place, and it's at 13121 Southeast McLaughlin Boulevard, doors at 7, music at 8 p.m., donate at $60 or more and get a pair of tickets. Take a sweetie or take a friend, take mom or dad to the Boo Ball tonight, where there'll be a fabulous costume contest. $60 or more will get you two tickets. Your name will be at the door. Performing will be the Portland Cello Project as a quintet. They'll be first. They always have exciting and weird stuff that they'll be playing all on cellos. They'll be followed by the funk rock of Mars Retrieval Unit. You can find out more at kboo.fm, where you can also become a member, or you can call and ask about that at 503-232-8818. That number again is 503-232-8818.
Thank you.
And Lynn, you have an email.
Well, you know,
we should remind our listeners that we have email.
We do indeed, positivelyrevolting@gmail.com. And Kathy is someone who emails us a lot, and she was just commenting on the last caller, and she just wanted to say, I think of spell work as prayers with props. That's how I explain it to the novice. And I thought that was, thank you, and thanks for always for communicating with us, Kathy. I appreciate it.
That is awesome. And we don't really have time to do another reading at this point because we have only 4 minutes left.
You can buy one.
You can donate to the station. Mm-hmm. That's right. Again, it's $180 that we are asking for KBOO's support. And for that, Lynn and I will take you to tea and consult with you as to where you are astrologically and tarot-wise, vibe-wise, tarotically. That's right, tarotically. And for that, again, we have, I don't know, I've been reading tarot since I was 16, which we call that 1982.
And I've been doing astrology since blah, 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 blah.
Since before that. I'm going to go ahead and guess.
Yeah.
And so you get our combined experience for what that's worth, plus a damn good cup of tea out of it. I'm going to go ahead and venture to say.
Yeah.
Yep. Damn good cup of tea. So you could do that actually $180 all on a credit card. You could do it $15 a month. If you're already contributing $5 a month or $10 a month, consider bumping that up and doing 15 a month. Are you able to do that? I always ask folks to check in and see if you might be able to work 1 hour a month for community radio by donating 1 hour's wage. And again, the number to call, 503-232-8818. 503-232-8818. Or toll free, 1-877-500-5266. Online, you can click and donate online, kboo.fm. Again, if the Tarot and Astro consultation is not tempting you, then do consider, what are you doing tonight? I bet you could be having more fun at the Boo Ball. That's right. We are having the Boo Ball at the Elks Lodge. And
I was just out there yesterday. It's huge.
Fabulous.
It's fun. There's, I don't know how many bars. There's a gigantic dance floor.
All manner are fabulous.
All manner are fabulous.
Portland Cello Project.
Plenty of parking.
So that's tonight. And that's going to be 8 o'clock.
Seven. Doors open at 7. Music starts at 8. There will be a costume contest, too, folks. So wear your finery.
I hear a rumor that I'm judging the costume contest. I'll find out more about that tonight. So I hope you dress up so, I can sit in judgment. No.
There's fabulous prizes.
And beyond all of that, coming up this morning on KBOO at 9 o'clock, Veterans Voice. The guest is Dan Blackburn, Vietnam veteran, peace activist, and poet. He'll talk about his book, All You Have Given, Meditations on War, Peace, and Reconciliation, his book of poems. At 10 o'clock, Air Cascadia is off today. We'll go straight into Flashpoint's investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 o'clock, very exciting, live from Occupy Portland, with Jenka Soderberg. Once again, we will be broadcasting from the occupation site. If folks have not had a chance to check out the occupation, please
go down there. Don't listen to some of the stuff that's being, talk about it. If you want to see how people cooperate, go on down there.
And, I have to say that we were looking at some challenges late last week as people were trying to figure out exactly how to deal with each other.
Right.
I got to say, wow. People are figuring out how to deal with each other. And if you, please, you owe it to yourself and you owe it to the world to check out what is happening at Occupy Portland. There are teach-ins, there are workshops.
Years in the making, really. When you think about it, this movement is 40-some years in the making. So
it is amazing stuff. So do go down there. I also encourage everyone to attend a general assembly, 7 o'clock. That's right, 7 o'clock at night. The General Assembly, you can always find out the updates about that at the Occupy Portland website.
Check out how consensus works.
OccupyPortland.org. So the time is just about 9 o'clock in the morning, and that means we go away. We'll be back with you in mid-November. And until
Michael Mead's going to be here November 4th, though, with Grace Marion and Christine Himitsu White. We'll be interviewing Michael Mead on Friday, November 4th.
Be positively revolting.